Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Wadsmith, Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau will say farewell in June to a man who has been a part of the Federation for more than 40 years. Executive Vice President David Beck announced last week he'll retire July 1st.
I've been blessed to be part of the Kentucky Farm Bureau. I will have 41 years of service in May of this year. And the years just fly by. But I think about often how blessed I've been working with Kentucky Farm Bureau. I've had a front row seat to pretty much every discussion of any state or federal issue affecting agriculture, rural Kentucky.
Beck notes he has been a part of a number of changes in agriculture policy in the state.
We've worked on implied warranties for livestock and uniform commercial code. I think about the elevator bankruptcies back in the late 70s, early 80s, and working to bring about change with the laws to provide more protection. I think about tobacco and how important it's been to our industry, our state, and how we've gone through about every 10 years, we went through some major changes in the tobacco industry, both with regulations and legislation, until we got to the point of buyout.
He says all those changes have been positive for agriculture.
I think about the livestock industry, dealing with the old days when we dealt with brucellosis and those type of things, disease control, the diagnostic laboratories, the role they have played, the one there in Hopkinsville, to help be an economic development driver as we try to expand our poultry and livestock industry in Kentucky, but also from human health. I just think of all the different ways that agriculture has been involved.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Beck says many of those changes have impacted farm income and stability.
Property taxes, House Bill 44, I had opportunity to be involved in 1977 when our organization worked to bring the House Bill 44 that keeps our property taxes much more reasonable compared to other states in the country. All the various sales tax exemptions that our industry benefits from that allows farmers to continue to operate and provide jobs, grow our economy, all those things that the organization has been involved with.
He says he's also had a chance to work with several excellent farm leaders during his career.
Got to work with every sitting governor, as I've been a part of the Kentucky Farm Bureau, many members of the General Assembly, our congressional delegation, both those in the House and those in the United States Senate.
We'll continue our conversation with Farm Bureau Executive Vice President David Beck tomorrow. That's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.